So, how was that for you?
It was great, although we had such a delay that I was cringing quite a lot because the
I
gaps was
know.
so hard. And I think when it's a when this happens with a person and a topic that is like not a topic we've covered before, and it's very much not our identity, I feel like extra nervous, just like was that okay? Like, is it a gap because they didn't appreciate the comment? And like, it wasn't the case at all with Charlie. But it just definitely makes me a little bit more like on edge when we have this stressful delay.
I feel that as well. I probably feel it a bit less than you because I like I'm having to tell my body just to relax and like actually like I almost try and go into a different kind of flow. Like I have to get into the delayed flow in order for it to work. But oh my God, Charlie was amazing. I loved that chat. I learned so much. Maybe it's just my interests and the things that I also like find, the things that kind of like resonate with me. Similar to the episode that we did with Stacey Clare about strippers, is like the policy side of things and actually just like the structures that are in place that have real impacts on people. Like that kind of stuff, I'm always just like I don't know, those details that I'm, when that I'm learning new, I'm like, oh, interesting. Like those things always like really stand out to me.
Yeah, also just because like it's the law that really what comes down to. That was a terrible sentence. It really comes down to the law. You can have conversations at all you want, and that is great, and it definitely impacts and it empowers and it creates change. But as long as something's illegal, or as long as there's laws that oppress people, it's just going to really limit. So having an understanding of what those laws are, and also I think it's really important just for like allies' perspective. It's not just like, oh, can't we just do this? It's like, oh, but here are these systematic things that are in place that really impact things.
Definitely. Yeah, what did you think? What stood out to you?
I think I'm still trying to get my head around two-spirit identity. I don't know if you
Me
feel like
too.
you understand.
I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And parts of it really did. But I think there's something so different about it, which is a great thing. And what's interesting to me, like I remember a friend of mine saying, I just don't understand non-binary. Like, I just don't understand it. I can't, they were like, I cannot understand how you can't be a man or a woman. And my point to her was like, actually, you don't have to understand it. You just have to accept that it is a thing and
And
respect
respect
people.
it. Yeah.
Like, no one's asking you to like fully be able to get it in that way. And that's kind
Yeah.
of, I think, where I'm at with Two Spirit. I'm like, I don't fully understand it. I don't think I ever will understand it unless I like go real deep into it. I've also never spoken to a two-spirit person. So there's
Yeah.
that, there's that huge gap.
And hearing
But
Charlie
yeah.
talk, you know, it sounds like it's actually got nothing to do with gender. And,
But
you
I
know,
think it's
maybe
got
we're
to do with
trying
everything and gender is
to
included in there.
I think it's a lot more spiritual. And yeah, I think definitely trying to understand it on akin to like non-binary trans is just like not the approach, because it's just not that. But I think, like you said, like, yeah, we don't have to fully understand it. And also just because like maybe it's so not part of our culture or anything we've sort of really thought about yet, it will likely take quite a bit of time to understand, because it's just sort of a different type of life and spirituality, and thinking.
Yeah, like this was one encounter we have with it. There will be more encounters with it in the future, and that will all like help add to our understandings. I'm now trying to remember what else we talked about. Oh, the stuff about the US Empire, that language.
I know.
I love that. I think one of the reasons why it like stood out to me was because I remember in like sixth form college, I did a lot of American history for some reason, maybe because of the US Empire. I remember one module or one part of a module, we really heavily focused on like US imperialism. And I just really remember there just being like so much debate about like, and like actually asking the question of like, was the United States an empire, even though they wouldn't call themselves one? And like at one point in the early 20th century, they had, at least on paper, like an isolationist policy, or, you know, like that they were like, we're just going to focus on us. But then in reality, they were still dabbling like all over the world. And so that I found really interesting, because it just like took me back to like being 17 in that like history classroom of like, what's the US? Like US imperialism, and are they an empire and all of that?
I think Charlie made a really good point, because I think like when I think about empires, obviously I'm drawn to the British one.
Yeah.
And I think like the British Empire had like a real physical presence.
It was an official thing. It had a name. It was identified.
Whereas Charlie made a really good point, which is it's also about like the mindset. Like America has very much projected its like values and ideals, and just sort of like this general feeling that America sort of controls or is like the dominant way of life.
I thought that was a really good point. I think I first heard the term from my dad, actually. He was like, yeah, that's cultural imperialism. And I was like, that's what's happening.
Yeah, cultural imperialism, exactly. Another point I found interesting and definitely quite thought-provoking is Charlie's point about, I guess, like, when a white person addresses or calls out problematic behavior by an Indigenous person, whether that was like trans or homophobic, and it's like, let us deal with like, let us queer trans Indigenous people deal with like Indigenous people who've been homophobic or offensive.
It kind of reminds me of the difference between calling out and calling in. And if you're called in by members of your own community, that is going to be so much more effective. But I also think it was interesting what she was saying about, like, especially if it's a white person calling out somebody from an Indigenous group or another, like, racial minority group, that because of the systems of power, like, it has this, like, uncomfortable, problematic undertone to it. Which I can totally see, because like the example that I was thinking of in my head when they were saying that was like, that was helping me understand, was like, imagine if I called out a Muslim man for sexism or something, and actually that's not really going to do much, like, but if, you know, within his own community, you know, those protests outside that school in Birmingham, when there was like the primary school and the LGBT stuff, and a lot of the people protesting were Muslim, and it's just like the most effective way to kind of to call those people in and to like understand their fears and their perspective, it's gonna be a lot of like within the community and with like people with the same identity as you.
Then you can better understand like where have those beliefs come from, what will help you challenge them. But I think just also like the sensitivity of like the systems of power and then those being crossed by people. Like another example I thought of is like a white woman calling out like misogyny in a black man, and how like that just might evoke the sort of damaging trend of like white women accusing men of like black men of like rape back in
there's a
lot there,
there's a lot of baggage I thought that was a really interesting point. There was lots of stuff that we didn't get to as well. But I think to me that just, yeah, that to me that just shows that it would be really interesting to get
more Indigenous people. Also just because like Indigenous is such a huge term. And obviously, yeah, Charlie just speaks to Navajo, Navajo, like North African, North American, but like, you know, there's Indigenous people all over. I mean, you know, technically a lot of like people who we've had on the podcast who are African are also Indigenous, but I think like when we hear Indigenous, we sort of think of a slightly different, it's more like Samoan and places where, I was going to say they're colonized because like also African countries are colonized, but yeah, there's like, there's so many different types of ways of being Indigenous. I think it's really important to focus on those voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. On the mispronunciation thing, I don't want Mia to be embarrassed because I asked Charlie about how to pronounce their middle name. And as a bit of a behind the scenes treat, I'm not going to play all of this, but this is my voice memo. I hope this comes up. But basically, after we finished recording, I was like, can you just confirm, like, how do you pronounce your middle name? Because I'm not going to be recording the intro for this for... No, actually, no, I might be recording it tomorrow. But it's not coming out. I was like, I'm not going to be recording this for ages. Actually, I might be recording it tomorrow. We'll see. This episode isn't coming out for a few months after we've recorded this. But I have this voice note of me trying to pronounce it. And Charlie, who you won't be able to hear on this voice memo, correcting me. How much of this can you hear? Can you hear this?
I mean, it's like, no.
I can hear.
Amaya.
Come on.
Charlie Amaya Scott.
That was wrong, apparently. Let's go to the end. It has to flow better, apparently. Right. Come on.
Okay, that one was closer. Charlie Amaya Scott.
Anyway, that's a voice note that I now have on my phone. This is how we do things. Mia, I'm going to call this unless you have anything really urgent to say because I got to get home to that baby.
No, otherwise, other than it was just a really good episode, lots to learn. Yeah. Definitely want to center some more Indigenous voices on the podcast.
Yeah, and from different places as well, not just North America, like
for sure
were saying.
Yeah.
If any of you have any recommendations, please do let us know. Please do let us know. Yeah.
Wait, lovely. Isn't this our last episode of the season?
Da, 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 da. I don't know.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So
I
close.
Think it was and we changed the order.
Okay. It is not.
So you've got lots more to listen to. But yeah, for next season, we definitely want to get some more Indigenous voices on. So I have some in mind, but definitely let us know for sure.
Yeah. Excellent. Right, thank you so much, Mia, and thank you all for listening. So how was that for you? Let us know. Bye.
Bye. Bye.